The Plaza Classic Film Festival is officially underway, and with it comes special guests, films, music, and art. Its footprint and programming extend far beyond the walls of the Plaza Theater. It includes outdoor movies and concerts on Oregon Street next to San Jacinto Plaza, exhibitions and programs at the El Paso Museum of Art, the El Paso Museum of History, the El Paso Public Library, what we call drive-in walk-up movies, nine stories atop the Mills Plaza parking garage, and new in 2018, an art exhibition at the Roderick Art Space Lofts. Here to tell us all about it is Doug Pullen of the El Paso Community Foundation. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
So it's not just movies.
No. It's mostly movies.
Well, but, I mean, there are a ton of movies. How many movies are there?
There's 94, not including the local flavor. So if you count that, it's about 120, 110.
Give or take.
Like yeah. Yeah. You know, there's four concerts that we do that are tied in with our outdoor movies, two art exhibitions this year. One's actually, it's not really an art exhibition. It's a history exhibition at the History Museum. The other one at Roderick, which is called We Are Not Things, it's new art by mostly artists living in the Roderick Art Space Lofts, playing off of one of our programming themes, which is a female empowerment theme called Woman's Work.
Yeah.
So they're depictions of characters or imagery from some of those movies.
We had a guest last week, Franchella, and she's contributing to that show.
Oh, is she in there?
And she's doing Lilu from The Fifth Element.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard about that piece.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we've got one on our website that, I apologize, I can't remember the artist's name, but it's an image of Sarah Connor from The Terminator, but it's done in kind of a cartoon comic book style. It's pretty cool.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. That's a short exhibition. It's only up through August 13th.
So you've got a lot of really cool guests, including Sam Elliott. That's a man's man, by the way.
I feel
like men all over El Paso are like giddy.
No, it's women all over El Paso.
Really?
Who are giddy.
Yeah.
That was a late addition, something we had been working on probably since February or March, which was to try to get a screening of his new movie, which is called The Man Who Killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
A number of local ties. The editor, Zach Pasro, is from El Paso. One of the producers, Lucky McKee, is from El Paso. The sound designer, Andrew Smedic, is from El Paso. They did post-production here. Of course, Sam Elliott, you know, as we learned, I knew he had connections to El Paso. I didn't know specifically, but he relayed to me through the director that his family dates back to 1883 in El Paso. And his father was born here. His mom went to what was then Texas Western.
What?
And he has cousins who live here.
That's insane.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew?
They knew, but most of us didn't.
Right. All you have to do is throw a little film festival to figure those things out.
Yeah. Local angles, as we call it in journalism. So we were told in late June that it wasn't going to happen. And this was by the distributor. And then they did their world premiere at a festival in Montreal. Got a great reception. And I think they all felt like, we want to do this thing in El Paso. So they called last week and said, hey, we'd like to do it if you can still do it. And we'll figure it out. So we did.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we're showing it Friday night, August 10th at 10:30. They wanted a late night slot. So we have Nebraska at 7 with Bruce Dern appearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next movie is the Sam Elliott movie.
Are tickets still available to that?
Yeah, they should be. They got off to a strong start, so you never know. But it's a 2,000-seat theater, so that helps.
Yeah, right. Usually you go to a movie theater, you have a couple hundred seats max.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we have that, you know, in the philanthropy, that's a 200-seater. But in the Plaza, you have the luxury of some space. That doesn't mean we don't sell out. Last year with Jaws and Richard Dreyfuss, it was sold out. But it doesn't happen but a few times every year.
And you have Ally McGraw, too?
Yes.
She's coming?
Yeah, she's here now. She appeared with the Getaway Love Story last night. And today at 3:30, she appears with The Getaway, which was shot, a lot of it was shot in El Paso in the early 1970s. So we had asked her about coming in to appear with that because we wanted to talk about what she remembers about that experience.
Yeah.
When you watch the movie, you see this shell of the Chavez Theater under construction to give you some perspective.
I believe, or maybe this is just hearsay, that she's in Santa Fe, so she's not too far away.
She lives outside of Santa Fe.
Okay.
We've tried to get her before, and usually she's out traveling. She does a lot of charity work, activism. She's got a new fashion line through a women's empowerment organization. And so she was not around when we tried to get her before. And this idea that we're doing, we have an overall concept we're calling Border Stories this year. It just seemed the timing worked out this time around. You know, before we wanted her to come and talk about the getaway, but now we really wanted her to come and talk about it. So it worked out. And then, yeah, Bruce Dern comes in next weekend. He appears with Nebraska on August 10th and then coming home on August the 11th. He requested both titles because he was nominated for both of those titles for Oscars. And Nebraska is only 5 years old. It's unusual for us to show something that new.
It's in a great film,
in a major slot. Yeah, it is. And it does hearken to, you know, black and white film. I mean, they shot it in black and white, and there was a reason for that.
It's an artsy film that, you know, is relatable to anybody who has a parent, which is all of us.
That's right. An ornery parent who is hell-bent on something.
That's right. Yes. Now, tell us the highlights. I mean, I know you all do a lot of stuff outside, which also includes, you mentioned the music. Will you tell us a little bit about what you've got going on?
We do 4 outdoor movies on Oregon Street. They're free. And then we always hire a local band to open. And the only real rule we have is that they've 2 rules, I guess, local band that does original music. Mm-hmm. So last night we opened with, the movie was Nine Inch Nails Live, Beside You in Time, some of which was filmed at the El Paso County Coliseum.
And that was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Yeah. T-Dubs, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it plays really well on this video album, as they call it. And the band that opened was Fools Like Me, which is a El Paso Juarez band. I love their sound, and they had a video they submitted to Local Flavor that I was really impressed with enough that I checked out the rest of their music that I could find and then contacted them about the gig. Tonight, the Reconstituted Ivies are playing. They played this festival before, but in their previous incarnation, and they are opening for Rocky Horror Picture Show, which
that's kind of fun.
Paper, you know, it's like, how did you make that leap?
Yeah, right.
But they actually requested it. And this is our 10th annual free outdoor showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we get 2,000 to 3,000 people for that.
Yeah, and that one I don't think you'll ever change, or maybe I'm wrong, but I know people are already planning for it. I was asked 2 weeks ago, hey, are you going to this thing?
Yeah, bring your props.
Uh-huh, yeah. Bread, fishnets.
Yeah. My first year doing it, 2014, I helped with the cleanup afterwards, and it took three hours.
Well, that's the worst part of the job.
3 hours, yeah. And the following weekend, next weekend, we're showing, the movie will be Gabriel Iglesias' I'm Not Fat, I'm Fluffy, which he shot at the Plaza. Mm-hmm. And the band that's going to open for that is, I'm drawing a blank all
Sleep
of a sudden.
Scent.
Thank you. How did I miss that one? They're, of the 4 acts, they tour more nationally. They've got a national publicist. And I think that's a band that's just, you know, on the verge, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think we're lucky to get them. And they're going to open for that movie. And then the Saturday movie is Hairspray, the musical version of Hairspray. We showed the John Waters a few years ago. And the band opening for that is actually a duo, a husband and wife duo called The Fox and the Sound, who we had last year, but they got stormed on the second song of their set.
Oh, no.
And she was very pregnant. So
we asked
them, back. Nothing else to help pay with the baby bills. But they will open, and then Hairspray after that. And we pay all the bands. There's no, hey, do it for the exposure kind of stuff.
That doesn't work. I mean, we have to support our artist community.
Yeah.
And they don't have to pay, we don't have to pay $1 million, but they got to earn something.
Yeah, support them financially, not just lip service.
Exactly. Know. Okay, so we talked about the outside. Let's go into the theater. We haven't even been in the theater yet. If you had to pick, I mean, you only have 90 movies to choose from.
Yeah.
What would your top 2 be?
Some of the movies we're showing, Amadeus is a great movie, and this is the director's cut, so it's the full 3-hour movie. And it's, you know, I rewatched it as part of preparing for this. I hadn't seen it in a while and forgot just how damn good that movie is. And F. Murray Abraham, who is from here originally, the depth and complexity of that performance, you know, I remembered that from when I'd seen it before,
sure.
But when you rewatch it, it really,
like, that was good.
Yeah, because you're paying more attention on purpose. And another favorite of mine is No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
You know, which was, he wrote it, according to one of the scholars I consulted. He wrote it when he lived here, Cormac McCarthy. It's not a very old movie. It's only about 10 years old. And originally he started out writing it as a screenplay, mm-hmm. but then chucked that and turned it into a novel. So we have a couple reproductions of the original screenplay in the couple pages in the exhibition at the History Museum.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's called On Location, Making Movies in the Borderlands. So it kind of augments what we're doing in the theater.
I saw Steve McQueen letter.
Yeah, it's a letter he wrote to the governor of Texas at the end of shooting The Getaway and just talking about what a great experience it was. And Texas Film Commission gave us a copy and things like that are in there. We've got a projector from Felix and Edmundo Padilla, the father and son who they were film exhibitors. But we also are showing a silent movie they made in the early 30s called La Venganza de Pancho Villa. That will be, it's a new restoration. It will be accompanied by a string quartet because it has some new music that was written for it.
So cool.
Yeah, it should be really cool.
So your job is not boring at all.
Not normally. No.
And we thank you so much for doing this. If somebody wants to get the full 411 on what's happening, website is probably the best place.
Yeah, it's most up to date. PlazaClassic.com. If you go to the schedule page, everything's in chronological order. From the beginning of the festival to the end, and all the updated information's there.
All right, so there you have it. Plaza Classic Film Festival, currently underway. There's all sorts of programming, not just in the theater. There's stuff happening in the street, in the museums, at the library. If you want to find out all the details, best thing to do is to go to plazaclassic.com. Today, my guest has been Doug Pullen of the El Paso Community Foundation. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.